Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to come to you by way of Let's Face the Issues each and every day. As we do, we encourage you to join in the dialogue and the discussion. This broadcast, this program, is designed around you, our listener. It's a Q&A concept. We present the issue, ask the questions, and allow you to join in the dialogue and discussion with your answers or with your questions regarding the issue. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue. We're talking about today what I conclude is perhaps the most important issue of this hour. Who can we trust? Who can we trust? Talking about we the people. Who can Christians trust? Conservatives, patriots, American citizens, who can we trust today? I believe as we open this broadcast today, ladies and gentlemen, it's with a very, very important, very serious life or death question. Who can we trust? Wasn't too many years ago, the average American felt that they could trust that they were told the news. The American family would be going to school and work each day, arrive back home in the afternoon, relax and turn on television. The two or three channels that you could get, the other channels were black and white, just spotted, you know, snow. You get snow on them. But turn on the television and sit and watch the 6 p.m. news and believe that what you're told was truth. Most of us will agree that until just recently, we would go for a medical examination, see our doctor, go to the hospital, talk with the local physician, and get our checkups done and our medical issues answered. And the doctor would tell us what he believed to be the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, is that the case today? Can we trust what a physician says? Can we trust what the medical associations tell us? Can we trust the hospital administration to tell us the truth? We're going into great detail today with that. We have a very special guest that we'll introduce in just a moment. I have a very brief monologue. Then we're going to discuss this dialogue and discussion on the issue. Who can we trust? Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind us as we face the issues, we do so based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It is the source book for truth. It is the place that we can go to and trust what God says in God's Word. I call it the truth book, the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, as it used to be, as the little kids would sing in vacation Bible school and Sunday school, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. Then John 14:6, Jesus says, I am truth. Further in John 17:17, the Lord Jesus says, thy word is truth. So ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to get our attention. The truth of the word of God that we ought to be able to trust, fathom, understand, and allow it to be the direction in our lives. Truth is hated today. In fact, it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. Ladies and gentlemen, the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus made this very powerful statement. I've used it for many, many years, and I believe it's appropriate today when we see the subject, who can we trust? Jan Hus said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. And may I suggest to you that that is the real answer today, is that we need to trust the truth, we need to turn to the truth, listen to the truth, live the truth, tell the truth, and stand on the truth, ladies and gentlemen, defending it, even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape and lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time, ladies and gentlemen, has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Perhaps you say, how do I find that? It's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and the St. Augustine Road intersection. Right at that intersection, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find gigantic U.S. flag pole, 165 feet in the air, I'm told. A gigantic flag on that pole. The base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, as we discuss this today, we're going to be asking you to join in the dialogue and discussion. And again, the subject is, who can we trust? Can we trust the doctors today? Can we trust the media today, the socialist Marxist news? Can we trust what is being prescribed today? What if you go to your doctor and the doctor tells you that you need to take the COVID shot? Do you question the doctor? What if you go to the physician and he will say that you cannot take ivermectin and HCQ because it's very dangerous? Do you listen to what the doctor says today? It's mighty confusing. I don't know about you, but I find it a consternating, kind of concerning thing. It brings great consternation into my heart and mind when you understand that in the society we're living in today, we find that we cannot trust our physicians. We cannot trust our medical association. We cannot trust, ladies and gentlemen, the media, the socialist Marxist media today. We cannot trust our politically elected leaders today. They'll tell us one thing and do another. They'll promise to change the world. Can you remember back in 2017 or 2018, President Trump was president? We controlled the executive office by Republicans, the legislative branch, the representatives, and the senators. Yet, we, being in control of all three of the branches of federal government, we did nothing. We had multitudes of those that claimed to be out for the people, doing the people's bid and business, but we found we cannot trust them. We cannot trust those elected leaders today, for the most part, ladies and gentlemen. I have to know one person. I have to get to know their heart, their mindset, their absolute position, biblically, morally, and ethically, to be able to advocate for an individual that's running for public office. Many believe today, somehow, some way, that you can trust the social media. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we certainly cannot trust what is said by even the president today. I don't know if you watched that bumbling 2-hour presser the other day called the press conference. The socialist Marxist media says that that was an indication that he had stamina, that he could stand for 2 hours and talk about issues, and did so brilliantly, the MSNBC and the Communist Network News told us. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind you that we cannot place our faith and trust and confidence in man. Psalms 118 verse 8 says, it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Psalms 146, 3 says, put not your trust in princes, that is leaders, nor in the sons of man, in whom there is no help. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 perhaps is the answer to that question. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct thy path. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my prescription today. That's my prescription for who do we trust and how do we trust. And it's certainly not in man. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my opinion today that God is trying to get our attention as a nation, trying to get us to place our trust and confidence in him and turn back to him while there's yet opportunity. Over the recent 2 years, ladies and gentlemen, American citizens have been used as guinea pigs, test subjects, lab rats. We've been lied to by our president, lied to by St. Anthony Fauci. We've been lied to by CDC. We've been lied to by the World Health Organization. We've been lied to by the National Institute of Health. We've been lied to by the FBI and the INS. We've been lied to by the U.S. Post Office. Most are not aware of the fact they have a whole team of snoopers that's spying on your mail and reporting you to the other federal agencies to be investigated. We've been deceived by our own doctors, lied to by the entire medical establishment. Ladies and gentlemen, remdesivir, listen carefully. Then we're going to introduce our special guest today. Remdesivir. Doctors and hospitals, listen to this carefully. Doctors and hospitals will get a 20% bonus. That is 20%, 20% bonus on the total medical bill if they prescribe remdesivir. And ladies and gentlemen, it's a proven fact that it's killing patients, causing major mega kidney failure. But yet the federal government paying 20% bonus for the doctors, the hospitals, the medical institutions to write the prescription for remdesivir. And it's killing people by the thousands. May I say, ladies and gentlemen, the entire medical establishment today, doctors and hospitals, Facebook, Google, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of social media, all, ladies and gentlemen, today with the Communist Network News have all deceived and demeaned every Christian, every conservative, and every patriot in our nation. Let me give you this one example, and then we'll introduce our guest. Just recently, my wife and I were in a doctor's establishment. He's a dermatologist. And when we walked in, the little Gestapo at the desk, have to fill out about 12 or 14 questions about COVID. And then as we were called back, the little representative in the office had two masks, and she said, "You need to put on a mask." I said, "My physician won't allow me to." And she stood there for a moment. I said, "Now, you can ask us to leave, and we will, or we can be seated and see the doctor." She ushered us on into the exam room, and the physician got through looking at my wife's skin condition that he had treated recently, and he had excised a little place off her nose. And he finished that, and I could tell there was an air of difference. He'd been very affable, communicative. And so after he finished the examination, he turned and looked at me, and he said, "I know your position on mask, and I know what you've said. I'm not going to argue, not going to discuss it, not going to get into it, but we follow CDC guidelines. We require a mask in this place." And he turns and walks out. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how should we, the people, respond? What should we do when the entire medical establishment, because of getting paid up charges and additional dollars, and by the way, in that medical establishment, as well as in most, because they receive Medicare and Medicaid funds, the federal government says either you do as the CDC says, even though it kills people with the prescriptions you write, or it destroys the medical condition of people because of the mandate on wearing a mask, but because they receive those federal dollars, they, in order to stay in practice, in order to keep their license, in order to continue to carry out their business, they must follow, must be obedient and subservient to the federal government. And the federal government has a mandate because of a motive. We've not yet fully understood the motive, ladies and gentlemen. I believe we understand it enough to know what's happening. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted today to introduce a guest on our broadcast today, one that you've heard before. We always enjoy and appreciate having him come on, taking time away from his business and his busy life each day to be with us, Congressman Mike Hill. Congressman Hill is a former Republican District 1 representative for the state of Florida. Congressman Hill, welcome to Let's Face the Issues today. We have had a moment of monologue. You've heard the opening statements. I want to ask you a question as we introduce you, Congressman. Do you believe that the American citizens have been lied to about COVID and all of the things that pertain thereto?
Absolutely, Dr. Youngblood. Thank you so much for having me on your show. And I think that the American people, yes, have been lied to, but the American people are also waking up. And it's not just Americans. We're seeing it around the world. The truck drivers up in Canada who are saying that we are not going to abide by your vaccine mandates. And so they're coming by the thousands, tens of thousands of trucks. I understand that U.S. truckers are also joining the convoy there in Ottawa, Canada. And we're seeing it overseas, where entire countries, Boris Johnson announced in the United Kingdom, no more mandates, no more vaccines, no more masks. And we're seeing it in several countries over in Europe. We're seeing it in India. India is using the treatment that has been proven to stop COVID-19, and that's ivermectin and HCQ. They're using it effectively. So this whole narrative that we see coming from the Biden regime and all those that are associated with it, including the CDC, it's falling apart. Right now, as I understand it, Dr. Youngblood, there are at least a third, I think it's more than that, of the American population which has not gotten the vaccine. And at this point, that means we're not going to get it. Despite what the Biden regime is trying to do, forcing people to get it, you know, there are places, certain states, and cities, New York City, Washington, D.C., Washington State, to where you're not allowed to go into a store, go into a restaurant, go into a gym, unless you show that you've been vaccinated. Well, enough people are standing up saying we are not going to, because we can see the data, Dr. Youngblood, that one, the vaccines are ineffective, and number two, that they cause destruction. There's a risk when you take those vaccines of what it can do to your body. So, yes, we have been lied to on a grand scale, but enough Americans are waking up saying we are not buying your lies anymore.
And I'm delighted, Congressman, that that is taking place. In fact, a renowned physician, Dr. Peter McCullough, said the official COVID narrative has crumbled in this large article on that subject. He said that narrative, including the false statements regarding asymptomatic spread, reliance on lockdowns and masks, which obviously did not work at all, the suppression of early treatment, the mass promotion of vaccines, all have failed. And now here we are, almost in complete free-for-all. McCullough said, referring to the record number of COVID-19 cases, as officials acknowledge the vaccines do not prevent infection or transmission. McCullough noted that in California, with more contagious but much milder Omicron variant now dominant, healthcare workers who tested positive for COVID-19 and had symptoms were told to go back to work. I find that ironic, that because the healthcare workers and the medical staff have been so depleted because of COVID-19 mandates and they refused to take the jab, and now all of a sudden in the California hospitals, they're telling the workers, if you have COVID and it is not one that is symptomatic, go back to work. It is telling the truth of what you just stated, Congressman. That's validated by what Dr. Peter McCullough says. The official narrative has absolutely crumbled. It is something that most are not aware of, and I'm sure that you have on the subject. I'm looking at an article from Dr. Matt Staver, Liberty Counsel. He says, and I'm quoting directly from his newsletter, a study by a pair of research scientists, one from Columbia University, concludes the COVID shots have caused over 400,000 deaths in the United States alone. That's 20 times higher than what the CDC Veris system reports. And he goes on to say, and yet Joe Biden continues to try to force these dangerous jabs into every arm, unlawfully violating our God-given rights and religious freedoms. Congressman, I'm told by some of the research that I have that in the military, they've not received one religious exemption request that they have approved. Are you familiar with that? What does that do in violation of religious liberties? What does that do with what Biden is doing to our military and putting so many soldiers out because they will not take the jab? What does that do for us in view of the potential of conflict with Russia, with North Korea, with Iran, and with China? What does that put us in the big picture? Take a moment to elaborate on that.
Yes, that puts us at a very risky position, Dr. Youngblood. It puts us in a position of weakness instead of a position of strength. And if you think about it, Dr. Youngblood, this is a continuation of what the Obama regime was doing when they were in office. There were a number of high-level officers, general, flag staff officers, who were removed from the military, a very high number, if they were considered to be conservative, if they were not part of the leftist movement. They were removed. They were relieved of duty. They were purged from the military. And it was intentional to make us a weak military. We're seeing it continuing with the Biden regime. Now, why would they do that? The reason they are doing that, not only with our military, they're trying to weaken our economy. They're trying to weaken our world standing because they do not want America to be the dominant force in the world, as we are now. They're trying to weaken us so that they can bring in their new world order, the global cabal, to rule us, not only the United States, but all around the world. And so they think by bringing us down, that that is going to allow them to come in, be the savior, and institute a new world government to fix what is wrong. We've seen that time and time again, Dr. Youngblood, when it comes to the Marxist-Communist ideology, to where first they commit or they divide you, and then they commit chaos, and then they come in as the savior with a new government, a new Build Back Better, which has always been a disaster. Totalitarianism does not work. And the reason it doesn't work is because God made each of us free. All men are created equal. We're all created free. It's innate. It is a part of our nature. No one wants to be controlled by another person. We must have government in place. Government is instituted among men, deriving their just powers by the consent of the governed. We agree of how we want to be governed, but we can always change who is doing that. We can get them out of office. But with this new world order, what they want to do is remove that freedom and instead dictate to us how you are going to live. And that is what we are seeing in, happening right now. And we as Americans, as Christians, must stand up to this. We must not comply. We must fight back.
I'm glad you made that statement. In fact, I'm looking at an article. It's by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Now, Robert Kennedy Jr. and I are about a million miles apart on some political issues. He's a climate guru, et cetera, et cetera. But he has one thing on target, and that's his position on the vaccinations, as they're called. I'm looking at a massive article from him. Every time you comply, you get weaker. And he goes further in the article. Every time you comply, you get weaker, said Robert F. Kennedy Jr., a featured speaker at the Defeat the Mandates event. Every time you say yes, you're getting pushed back to a weaker position. The hill that you're going to die on is the hill that you're right on now, he said. And they're coming after your children. Kennedy hammered the companies that manufacture the experimental vaccine being mandated in many locations worldwide with no legal liability for the manufacturer. Further, he states, you think they found Jesus suddenly, and they're suddenly concerned with your public health, he said. These are the companies that gave us the opioid crisis. These are not good citizens. These are criminal enterprises. He warned of what he called the turnkey totalitarianism as dark powers to control every aspect of our behavior. Quote, today, the mechanisms are being put in place so none of us can run and none of us can hide, Kennedy said, warning of the efforts to cut off even our food supply if we do not comply. He stressed 3 points for people to memorize. Number one, every power that government takes from us, it will never relinquish voluntarily. They will never let it go until we make them let it go. Number two, every power that they take from us will be ultimately will be the ultimate abuse to the maximum extent possible. Number three, Nobody in history of this planet has ever complied their way out of totalitarian control. Every capitulation is a signal to the oppressor to improve and impose new forms of torture and totalitarianism on its subjects, end quote. Now, he's been widely demeaned as a result of that. In fact, the Communist Network News and other network news sources have demeaned him, that he is lying to the public, that he's stirring up responses, that rebellion that ought not to be, et cetera, et cetera. In your opinion, the few words that I read from Robert F. Kennedy, do you believe that he's on target? Do you believe that he knows what he's talking about? Do you believe that we can trust his statements in that realm?
Yes, he is. He is spot on, Dr. Youngblood. You know, I agree with you in that Robert F. Kennedy and I are on opposite sides of the political spectrum. And typically, those on the left, you can't believe because it seems that lying comes natural to them.
But
we
right.
see it all the time with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden and Adam Schiff and all the rest of them. It's like it is very natural, and they are comfortable at lying, and they seem to have no compunction against it. There's no consternation coming from them when they lie. They're comfortable with it. But Robert F. Kennedy, in this instance, is telling the truth. And I believe he is telling the truth because it needs to get out there. I believe even though we're on opposite ends of the political spectrum, he is not a part of that ideology that wants to be with the New World Order to take America down. I believe he loves this country.
Yes.
And that is why he is telling the truth in this particular instance, that we cannot comply with what they are doing. And he was exactly right. The more you comply, the more you give up. And we don't have to even look in history to see it. We can see what is happening right now. Look at Australia. Australia made the mistake of giving up their guns a number of years ago. And now they are being herded up. They're being forced to take vaccinations. If you don't, they put you in these concentration camps. In those camps, they treat you like prisoners. You can't walk across certain lines without being fined or being confined even more. We see it in Austria, where they're doing these. It happened in Israel, Dr. Youngblood, where they were doing forced vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And they are now discovering that it doesn't work. You cannot comply with tyranny. Tyranny is insatiable, much like the grave and fire. It is insatiable. Tyranny is insatiable. You cannot comply with it. You must always fight against it.
And in doing so, Congressman, we'll take about a minute to touch on this and then tie up the loose ends after the top of the hour news break in just a moment. But in not complying and telling the truth, being honest about the issue, you're demeaned and rejected. And when it comes to the medical profession, your license would be suspended or canceled if you do so. I've got a stack of articles. For example, here's one: doctor suspended from Houston Methodist Hospital for backing ivermectin and opposing vaccine mandates, and he sues the hospital for being fired. Another one: a Maine doctor suspended, ordered to undergo psychiatric evaluation for spreading COVID-19 misinformation. And according to the article, it's supposed to be misinformation, but he told the patients the truth, the dangers of the COVID vaccination, the COVID shot. He told them that they needed to be needed to take a vaccination or shot only with consent, informed consent. So, Congressman Hill, we're thankful that you're with us. Hang on there, ladies and gentlemen. Don't turn your dial. We're going to continue this conversation with Congressman Hill right after the top of the hour news. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.